From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Senior White House officials say the Trump administration is looking at additional sanctions against Russia and is on guard for possible meddling in November's congressional elections. Republicans and Democrats alike have criticized President Trump for not imposing congressionally approved sanctions over 2016 election interference. The White House official said Wednesday the sanctions process moves slowly for legal reasons and cannot react to bad headlines and criticism. After recommending a ban on devices that can make firearms more lethal and calling for stronger background checks on gun buyers, President Trump hosted a listening session Wednesday at the White House with students, parents, and teachers who've been victimized by mass shootings in America. Among those taking part in the session were students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where a former student last Wednesday allegedly killed 17 people. More than 100 of the school students also rallied Wednesday at Florida's state capitol to call for gun control reforms. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often viewed as one of the most powerful and influential preachers of the 20th century, died Wednesday. Billy Graham was 99 years old. Ford Motor Company on Wednesday said that Raj Nair, its president for North America, was leaving the company immediately after an internal investigation found his behavior was inconsistent with the company's code of conduct. Nair apologized. He said, "I sincerely regret that there have been instances where I have not exhibited leadership behaviors consistent with the company's principles." This is VOA News. France's Emmanuel Macron faces one of the biggest tests to date in his young presidency as his cabinet examines controversial immigration legislation before parliamentary debate. A record 100,000 people asked for asylum in France last year, and, like elsewhere in Europe, public opinion has soured against migrants. For VOA, correspondent Lisa Bryant in Paris takes a look at what it means for migrants and for the government.
46-year-old Abdelkader is an engineer from Jordan who crossed Egypt, Libya, the Mediterranean, and Italy before arriving here 3 weeks ago. His story is not completely clear, but he says he faces danger if he returns home. If French authorities find Abdelkader's story credible, he might benefit from proposed immigration legislation. It aims to speed up processing of asylum claims and make it easier for minors to get asylum status. But it would also toughen treatment for so-called economic migrants, sometimes doubling their time in detention centers and introducing jail sentences and fines for those crossing borders illegally to get here. Critics call the new legislation overly harsh. They include some members of Macron's own The Republic on the Move party, which includes politicians from the right and left. Some say it violates basic human rights. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to the Security Council to approve an urgent 30-day ceasefire across Syria. He wants to help the 400,000 besieged residents of eastern Ghouta, and he says that they live in hell on earth. Israel's longtime leader, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is facing a deepening corruption investigation that's threatening his grip on power. Israeli media say the Prime Minister's close associate, Shlomo Filber, has agreed to testify against him in a bribery scandal. Filber was arrested on suspicion of promoting the interests of Israel's powerful telecom company in exchange for more positive news coverage of the Prime Minister. And Human Rights Watch is accusing Somali government authorities of abusing children allegedly associated with the militant group Al-Shabaab. In a report released Wednesday, the rights group said boys are illegally detained and are sometimes prosecuted in Somali military courts. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.